Islam
Talk
is
Radio.
Well, Islam, we're here in another day, and we're talking about tonight is a very key issue, and that issue is about the Moorish Divine and National Movement. We want to discuss this in totality. Well, we want to talk about this issue concerning the Moorish Divine and National Movement. And a lot of people is just thinking it's the Moorish Science Temple of America. But there's another facet to that equation, and that is the Moorish Divine National Movement. That's where our political strength and economic empowerment comes from, out of that demo there. That's where the government is, our government, the Moorish Divine and National Movement is our government. That is where that our branches or departments of government are located within that, within that government, the Moorish Divine and National Movement. The Moorish Science Temple of America is a municipality. It's a local government, just like any local government on the planet. It's based in Home Rule. It's in Cook County. Cook County, when the prophet created the Moorish Science Temple of America, he waited until 1926 until they instituted Home Rule. When they instituted Home Rule, then that was the opportunity he had been waiting on to create the Moorish Science Temple of America. It is part and parcel of the said government, or what you call the Moorish Divine and National Movement. The Moorish Divine National Movement, he incorporated it into this government. What do you mean he incorporated it in this government? Let's discuss that. Because that is a very key issue. A lot of people for, I believe, years have been wondering why the prophet had waited and why he waited, to create the Moorish Science Temple of America. But beforehand, May 1st, 1916, he had created the Moorish Divine and National Movement. Now, May 1st, 1916 was the Moorish Divine National Movement creation, but along with it was the Moorish Community Center. The Moorish Community Center was established in 1916, along with the Moorish Divine National Movement. The Moorish Community Center was set up for the missionaries of Prophet Nubadu Ali. These missionaries will be ones that will work in our neighborhoods and our I had a phone call. Now someone else is calling. Yeah, sorry about that. I know that once we listen to listen to this program in the future, we had two phone calls I had to deal with. But for the rest of this show, we should be all right. But I'll just say this, that the Morris Community Center, a lot of persons have never heard of the Morris Community Center and the way it should be instituted through the Morris Divine National Movement, through the Supreme Grand Council to oversee its operations. The Supreme Grand Council is to see over its operations of the Morris Community Center through its Muslim missionaries. I said Muslim, M-O-S-L-E-M, not Muslim, Muslim. There's not a misinterpretation. It's that what it is. It is that we are Muslims of the West. And so the Muslims of the West is to be missionaries in the North and North America, in the Northwest of Mexico territories. And by being missionaries, I'm saying they're supposed to uplift fallen humanity. And the sons and daughters of the Asiatic nation, they're supposed to uplift and bring them back to a living perpendicular as they was once before. So it is, to me, dealing in the realms of post-limited, because what is post-limited? Post-limited is restoration. Restoration of what? Restoration of a nation when it failed. And that's what post-limited is all about. Prophet Nubu Ali was working on post-limited. He was working on political empowerment and economic empowerment through that channel of the Moorish Divine National Movement. So in reviewing what he did May 1st, 1916, is what we have to do today. And this is how the prophet blesses you. He's not going to bless anybody who's not doing their missionary hours, missionary work. He's not going to bless you. So you can think about, I'm going to be a part of his trust and all that. If you ain't did the missionary work, if you ain't came right, proclaimed the nationality through the Morris Science Temple of America, and then ones don't have no standing with that trust. They don't have any standing with it. And the thing is that we want ones to understand that so they can correct themselves, their status with the temple. The temple is there for ones to proclaim their nationality. That's why it's there. And once they go through that process and go through the process of learning about their Morris Divine Constitution and bylaws and learning their 101s in Sunday school, and learning the Holy Quran on Friday, Holy Night, Holy Service. This is the requirement of our prophet. So once you understand about the lower stuff and higher stuff, you'll be easier to deal with our people by performing your missionary hours. Ones must do their missionary hours in order to be considered a Muslim missionary. So what is this consist of? People ask, what I must do to be a missionary of the Morris Divine National Movement, of the Morris Science Temple of America? Well, it is easily done. Work through the Morris Community Center. The Morris Community Center has a vast amount of programs that deals with the issue in our community. Right here in Chicago, the main issue is ones being murdered by their own people, the so-called African-American people. I said so-called. We are to uplift the Asiatic nation, and they are Asiatics. They are Asiatics. And now the thing is that we can't expect from any outside influence to come along and raise a nation of people. That's not going to happen. No other nation is concerned with other nationals who belong to another nation. They're not concerned about that. They're concerned, their government is supposed to be take up that slack and be responsible for its persons that belong to its nation. So that is our responsibility. So as a Muslim missionary, we're supposed to be creating programs, political programs, economic programs. We have a, in fact, we have a meeting on Thursday trying to, well, are putting together Morris Chamber of Commerce. This would deal with economic issues in our community. That is the primary issue. Second issue, well, I would say that's the second, but I'll say the first is health. The Morris Community Center will have an avenue in it where they have wellness centers. The wellness centers will take care of the ill, the physical ills in our community, as well as the spiritual ills in our community. Because there is a spiritual ill. You say, what do you mean? Well, let's go through the spiritual ills. Our people are prone to believe that they are Christians. Christianity was created for the Europeans. It was created for them, not for us. It was created for them, for by their forefathers, for their earthly salvation. So how did we get mixed up in that? Well, they forced Christianity a few hundred years ago, on the Asiatics here in America. They stripped them of their nationality. They stripped them of their birthrights. And from there, they created Negroes. They created Negroes. These Negroes became Christians. So through a period of time, over generations, ones have been just, you know, that's just been like the religion of our people, Christianity, because they had children that was raised in it. They raised their children in it. They raised their children in it. They raised their children in it. So it has become the primary religion in our community based on that fact. And most of our people were Baptists. Why? Because they baptized them and made them Christians. What I mean, they were forth baptisms. And when they were baptized, according to the book called The Law of Freedom and Bondage in the United States, and that book states that the Moors were forced baptisms, and when they were forced into being baptized as a Christian, they became property of the church. So they became property. So today, let's look at it today. We have birth certificates. Those birth certificates is nothing more than baptism certificates. That's all they are, because they're placed within the the Bureau of Vital Statistics, and the vital statistics in our community since the vital statistics have been established in this country, has always have listed us as Negroes since 1779, but under the 1740 Negro Act, they prosecute you under that to this very day. You're prosecuted under the 1740 Negro Act. And so the thing is that those courtrooms has pews in them, just like a church has pews. The minister in the regular church has a robe on. And in the courtrooms, that judge has a robe on as well as a priest robe. Is that by accident? No, it isn't. Because he's dealing with 14th Amendment citizens. Under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution was never ratified and never got the votes to make it law. Under the 14th and 15th Amendment, in the Morris literature, the Prophet Nobadu Ali said that this has no bearing. It has no, it has nothing to do with our freedoms, you know what I'm saying, in this country. Nothing. Under the 14th and 15th Amendment. It has no application to our freedoms and salvation. But unbeknownst to our people, they believe that they are 14th Amendment citizens. They have the right to vote under the 15th Amendment. They believe that. You know what I'm saying? So this is, again, in another way, bringing Christianity to the people. And so we have people that listen to gospel music. Listen to that word, gospel. G-O-S-P-E-L. Gospel. So it's a spell that they place on the people. Now, the thing is, remember in school, every Friday you would have a spelling test. Huh? A spelling test. On Sunday you would have to listen to gospel music at church. The continuation of the spell or the witchcraft that they have worked on our people. Now, this is in Psalms 83rd chapter, I believe the 83rd chapter of Psalms in the Bible, where it says they have taken crafty counsel against my people. And Lord, the Creator said that crafty counsel to me spells witchcraft. They are placing a spell through the music, and they put the music to a certain hertz or megahertz, a certain frequency, and it places the spell to keep the people in Christianity, into the belief of Christianity. And so the thing is that the spell has been cast, in a sense. So the prophet had to come. He had to come. And in this book, the book of the Freedom and Bondage in the United States by a guy named Hurds, H-U-R-D-S. That's the author of the book. And he said at that time, this round in the 1850s, he said that the so-called Negro slave was waiting for a prophet to come from the religion of Islamism. So even then, at that point in time, we still had the old-time religion. That's what Islamism is, the old time religion. And so by the old time religion, our people was waiting for, according to a prophecy, that a prophet will come that will redeem them and make them as a nation once again. Prophet Noble Jah Ali took that call in the year 1913 when he arrived. Now, 1913 from 1863 is 50 years. 1863 was the Emancipation Proclamation. And from there, 50 years later, according to the Book of Leviticus, according to Leviticus 25:10, the what is called the Jubilee, it's every 50 years. And every 50 years, they have war in this country. We don't go through that. We don't go through all that. These are variations of times. How they have war when the Jubilee comes. When our Jubilee comes for them to release their so-called slaves, and we ain't the only ones that slave now. But anyway, from that period, 1863, 50 years later was 1913. 1863 was the Civil War. 1913 was the beginning of World War I. Duh? Was that by accident? I don't believe so. In both years, the war was beginning. Civil War, 1863, and 1913, the beginning of World War I. So now, at this point in time, what's going on, that our people now have to, as the prophet said when he came on the scene, 1913, he says, come ye, all Asiatics of America, come hear about your nationality and birthrights. He says, now, link yourselves back to your ancient forefathers. That's what the prophet said when he came on the scene in 1913, you see. And so in 1916, 2 years later, you see, but 14, 15, 16, yeah, 2 years. 2 years later, he, on May 1st, 1916, he created the Moorish Divine National Movement. But also, that was a file created by the United States Department of War at that time. Now that Department of War called the Department of Defense. On the file 1-17, he basically told the United States of America government that Muslims cannot fight in the Christian army, because the United States of America Army, U.S. Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, is under the Christian Magna Carta. That's what it's called. The Christian Magna Carta. Under the Magna Carta, that we were not to fight in their wars. So, by then, the prophet, what he did, is set that file up with the Department of Defense. And that file also has other things within that file. A lot of other freedoms that we're not aware of. Even those who proclaim their nationality are not aware of that file. The United States Department of Defense file 1-17. But all of this was created under the Moorish Divine National Movement, because that file was created in 1917, a year later, after the creation of the Moorish Divine National Movement. See, because the Moorish Divine National Movement is your government. Now, you have ones that says that the Moorish Science Symbol of America itself is just a religious, just a religion or a church, or you want to say. But it's much deeper than that. And if they read the Smith-Hurst Illinois Revised Chastity, it would show that the Moorish Science Temple of America is more than a religious body. It is a religious, theocratic body politic. Chapter 32, paragraph 164, states what the Moorish Science Temple is because it was created under that law. So, but the Moors had already had a government. The prophet was already issuing nationality cards long before the Moorish Science Temple was created. We know about the Moorish Holy Temple of Science as a civic organization. But prior to even that, the Moorish Divine National Movement was in the government. It was incorporated into the government. Now, what do you mean by incorporating into the government? Let's break that down. Under the Law of Nations, if you read under the Law of Nations, the incorporation of a government within the government, is for its common protection and its common welfare. So therefore, that its people will be protected by another body politic that will protect it, for its common defense and its common welfare. But at the same time, there were, within that incorporation to another government, that the people remain with their particular sovereign state, not their sovereign citizens, okay? Let's get that straight out. They're not sovereign. The government itself is sovereign. So that would be the Supreme Grand Body and the Supreme Grand Council. It holds the sovereign, is vested with a sovereign status. Now, ones who are officers within that vested sovereign entity are the members of that society, and are exercising its, not personally, but for the body politic, for the government itself, it is exercising its sovereign abilities, meaning that it can create its own departments of government. It can basically protect its members according to Act 6 of the Moorish Divine Constitution and Bylaws, that it can protect its members. Even the prophet talked about that ones must contribute through the exercising of the per capita tax. Every government has a tax system, and through the emergency fund, that it can protect its members that fall short of funds or fall short of resources, that entity will protect it. And so the prophet, by him incorporating us into this government, it holds still our ability to deal with our people. So therefore, our court systems are supposed to be up and running. Our government of legislative abilities, when we have the convention of October 15th through the 20th, that is a major ability to exercise your legislative powers. not to be hosting a program where you invite people just to speak at a podium. It's deeper than that. We're supposed to be exercising legislative abilities because we are a government. And the enforcement thereof, according to Act 1, be the divine constitution. I'm saying do that is where the Moors, which you might call their jurisdiction, lies within Act 1. Because its government is creating laws and enforcing laws. So we have legislative abilities and enforcement ability of legislation that's been created on the books. We must create marshals. We must create court systems. We must create our own wellness centers via the Morris Community Center, drug intervention programs, gang intervention programs, homelessness intervention programs, and a host of other social ills must be created. Let me take my burger joke. It must be created under the Morris Community Center to deal with our social ills. And the thing is that the government itself is to finance those operations through its per capita tax, through the Morris Community Emergency Fund, are the avenues to finance this movement. So what you have to have businesses that can give back to this government. And so it can finance itself to operate as such. We must do that by creating a Moore's Chamber of Commerce. A Moore's Chamber of Commerce is much needed. It is much needed. I'm saying in order to be a viable force or a force to reckon with, we have to have finance. That is the key thing. We must have finance to be able to demonstrate this measure, I'm saying, amongst the nations. Because we're supposed to take our place in the affairs of man. That's the prophet told us that we must take our place. And that's dealing in commerce. We must be in commerce. We must be heavily involved in commerce. And in order to really use the treaty, the Moroccan Treaty of Peace and Friendship, you must be involved in commerce. Because if you're not, you're not complying to the elemental requirements of that treaty. And the main elemental requirement is commerce. Commerce. So there are people that does speak against commerce. And the thing is that when one say they're driving, they say, no, I'm not driving, I'm traveling. But let me backtrack that. Driving is in the mode of commerce. So I will tell them, yes, I am driving, because for one, that treaty, right, sets the rules and guidelines for any actions in commerce. So by the treaty, as I drive my vehicle, I have the tools, and I let the Department of Vehicles or the Secretary of State here in Illinois know my status as Moorish American. Main thing to do is, for one, to correct your name. I'm talking about going to court. You know what I'm saying? Do a name change. And I'm not talking about changing your name to Abdul Muhammad, because that's not our culture. That's someone else's culture. the names we have, Smith, Jones, Bunch, and Powell, were originally our names. And a lot of people might disagree with me on this, but they are. And the thing is, and what I'm trying to tell you is this, that when you separate yourself from, you know, commerce and try to go around, it makes the fight much, much harder. And the fight shouldn't be harder because, for one, if we are the ones who are the host, opposed to being the visitors of the foreigners, we can't be those. We're the host society. I mean, that we are the original inhabitants. Ones who come here to this land are foreigners. So the host society, which is the Moorish American, you know, saying, holds and plays the rules. But the thing is that we, you know, as a nation of people, doesn't go by the guidelines. So we have to inform them that we are under Mohammedan law, that we do have a constitution, a Moorish divine constitution and bylaws that we are here to. And our jurisdiction thereof is in Act 1 of the Moorish divine constitution and bylaws. 2 through 7 is our bylaws. Act 1 is our divine constitution. The Moorish Divine National Movement, it should be in contact with your local government and it should, from its officials of that government. That's why we have to set up the officials of that government under the Moorish Divine and National Movement. Because at the same time as well, we have a divine constitution, we both have a free national constitution as well. And that really, that free national constitution is the Articles of Confederation. Go back to Supreme Court decision, I think it's a case called Texas versus White. I think 1865, 1868, or something like that. That decision was rendered by the U.S. Supreme Court decision and states that the perpetual union and the Articles of Confederation is the supreme law of the land. Now, the thing is that is based on, you know, President Randolph, who was a Moor, signed that into law. So the Articles of Confederation and the Perpetual Union, the union between us and the Europeans, is perpetual. I mean, it never ends. We signed that covenant, that contract with them about this perpetual union. Now that it consists of the Union States, but it also consists of an agreement that was made between the Moors and the Europeans. So the prophet, all he did was come back to comply to those agreements that were made prior to. So he said this, that we must proclaim a nationality and must, because we're part and parcel of the said government. We're not foreign to the government. We're part and parcel of the said government, of doing the Union State Society where the Moors were running the government at that time. We were in the majority of the government. So the prophet comes later in 1916 to clarify that we are those people, that we are part and parcel of the said governor by making this proclamation. Then he said later, within that Act 6, it's an act that's based on the law of action, that we are not only to proclaim our nationality, but we must proclaim our pre-national name. And our pre-national name is Moorish Americans. And our titles of nobility are Il or Bay. Il or Bay is our titles of nobility. It makes us royalty. We're royalty by birthright. We have royal status by birthright until our people have been misinformed and also abused by the authorities. Now, you know, we have to understand where is their status, you know, in dealing with this, the Moorish Temple of America, or the Moorish Divine National Movement. So we got to understand what this is. You got to be able to explain it, just like what I'm expressing at this moment. Because if you don't, then therefore the people won't think you know what you're talking about. And most people, if I be honest, will say when you talk to them, they really don't know what they're expressing, and they're listening to one. They don't do the research themselves. And so by them not being a researcher of information, and therefore they become a victim of that. And they become victimized by other brothers or sisters that is selling them a package to proclaim their nationality, even though they're not members of the Moorish Temple of America. So therefore, what's happened now is a bunch of confusion that's been established amongst the Moorish community itself. There are people that have been telling ones that the Moorish Science Temple of America has been compromised, especially when they hear this program, when I say what I said about driving, you know what I'm saying, and commerce, because you have to comply to commerce, and commerce, one of the rams of commerce, commerce is a driving demonstration. Now, if you go and do the paperwork to clarify your status within the Moorish Media Secretary of State and under the Moorish Divine National Movement, you would do this under. I'm saying, say that you take your nationality card and sit down with the officials of their government to express to them that you have proclaimed the nationality as Moorish American, and it must be documented within their records that you are Moorish American and that you're classified under a different classification, not being classified as a 14th Amendment citizen, but being classified as a pre-national citizen of the United States of America. I'm saying free national republic. So being classified as such and taking the oath of amnesty and reconstruction, which was another proclamation of Abraham Lincoln, along with the Emancipation Proclamation, there was other proclamations that went along with that. The amnesty proclamation gives you somewhat like diplomatic status because that's you're dealing with an oath to the republic form of government. The Prophet Abdul Ali said in the Moorish literature book that we must return back unto the constitutional fold of government. by us returning back unto the constitutional fold of government that places us under a different jurisdiction all in itself. So the amnesty oath is very much well and needed because we are free national beings. In order to be considered free national beings, way that Lincoln had established, he was the last president of the Republic. So he left a means of going back in, he left a remedy, and that is the amnesty oath, the amnesty proclamation. So I will place that with my documents and give it to the Secretary of State because they deal with oaths. That's what a secretary does, is a file oath. And they have to file that oath. You have to place that oath with it along with your nationality paperwork. You got to tell them people. You got to go down and meet with them, not to deal with the protest people. You got to go and meet with some of these people, set an appointment up with some officials of the Secretary of State. Set an appointment to meet with some of these officials. Even you have to meet with Jesse White himself to let him know of your status. Give your name change and show that the court has placed an ill or base your name. You know what I'm saying? And that's empowerment itself. See, these other ways that we're doing it is doing it the long way home, I'll say. Being going around and doing it in a way that causes confusion, it causes aggravation, it causes ones to become to the point where they give up and lose faith because they don't see how it's happening because we're not doing it the right way. We're not doing it the way that Prophet Nimrod Ali has established the way that it should be done. So you have a lot of miscommunications out there. And the thing is, by those miscommunications lead to other events that will cause problems for that person, let's say, that's trying to exercise his rights as a free national being. And all he has to do is go through the government as Prophet did. Prophet said, do what he does. I'm saying he went to the government and told that the Moorish Divine National Movement, he incorporated it into this government. It's incorporated into this government, the Moorish Divine and National Movement. You know what I'm saying? So you have a lot of ones saying Moorish American. You have the other ones that are saying that they have the actual government, that the Prophet didn't know what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? Or they misinterpret what he said and said the way that they feel to benefit themselves and also to justify their creation of a so-called government or state. And the same thing is that, the devil has tricks as well. What the devil will do will allow you to have victories. He'll give you some victories and put you out there on blast and say, and put it on his venues and showing people that this what I'm doing works. You know what I'm saying? For a time period, it will. Because the thing is that the devil is very clever in the way the devil demonstrates. But if you have a prophet from Allah telling you the way to do this, and then the only way to do this, you said the more scientific America is the only saving measure there is. He said the only. He didn't say there will be other measures along with. He said it's the only singular organization will be able to protect the people. So that means that eventually, those who establish other means those things will become a mere nothing. I'm saying after a while, after they use you, or I'll just say, I think people are being used. They're being used to distract other people from coming back to the prophet's temples, because this is the only means. If we do what's right, if we do it correctly, we can have all those things, and we can do them in the correct manner. But if we don't, then therefore we're going to continue to have different groups spring up and saying that they can do it better. They can do this and do that. But at the same time, those meanings are short-lived. They're not a longevity. Actually, they're short-lived, and what's going to happen is that it's going to come to a point whereas you have no choice but to run to the temple. The prophet said that the masons and the creatures will be the last ones at the door. So even they felt that they only needed what they had, in order to get them by. But it proved to them that wasn't so. So the ones the prophet said that separated his sheep, he said he's going to deal with those ones that have devised a plan to separate his sheep. Then in scriptures, it talks about the wayward shepherds. The wayward shepherds took the ones who were looking for truth and took them on another path, the wayward shepherd. And so the thing is, they said, well, we got victories. We had victories in the more scientific America by itself. I have numerous victories that I can, say, hey, and parade before people. But I don't do that. I let people come and see themselves what victories are here. And there are many victories. But at the same time that I say, and the period of time, those who did leave the temple and went into other places that they felt, that they had some protections. I can't be mad with them because, therefore, there's a part within the temples itself where it has dysfunctions. So you're therefore able to leave other ones to go other places. When they get dissatisfied, with the situation, but at the same time, what's the intent of them as well? What is their intent? The prophet said, if you lose confidence in himself, in the prophet, if you lose confidence in the temple, he said, cease wearing your turbans and fasces. He said, cease. And basically, he said he will return back to the state that you was once were. You once in. We're about to end this program, this segment. And the thing is that I hope once do research into the Moorish Divine National Movement and begin to see there is a change here for us. All we have to do is get the people in the field and the resources. So the thing is, like I say to you, and I will end with this, love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice are the five divine universal principles we operate under. But if you violate the love, peace, truth, and freedom, the fifth one, which is justice, will pursue you. And I'll end with that tonight. This is actually Tonight is the 30th. In 2021, November 30th, 2021. And good night and peace to you all. And Islam.